Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. Earlier this week, the New York premiere of Viet Gone opened at Manhattan Theater Club in New York City. Written by Quy Nguyen and directed by May Adralis, the comedy tells the love story of two refugees from the Vietnam War who have settled in a relocation camp in Middle America, where their new life isn't anything near what they'd hoped. The play isn't what you'd imagine either, based on that description. For instance, one of the bios in the playbill is for rap consultant Miriam Hyman. Miriam is a 2012 graduate of Yale Drama School, where she earned her MFA in acting, and a 2011 Princess Grace recipient of the George C. Wolfe Award in theater. Since graduating, she's worked in film, television, regional and off-Broadway theaters, including La Mama, The Public, Manhattan Theater Club, and Lincoln Center. Under her moniker Robin Hood, she will soon release an EP entitled For Hire. Miriam Hyman, welcome to the Roundtable.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Before we talk about Viet Gone specifically and your work as rap consultant for the show, let's get to know you a little. You're an actor, formerly trained actor, and an MC. How do you come to be all of those things? Where do you start? Where does your creativity come from? And where has it taken you so far?
Well, I am originally a Philadelphia native. And so, you know, kind of coming up and growing up in Philadelphia, I was very interested in the theater scene. We have a very vibrant theater community in Philadelphia and became very interested in film and TV, you know, as a teenager. So I attended Freedom Theater, a historically African-American training program in Philadelphia. So I studied there as a teenager for a little bit. And then I also was a pen thespian at my high school. So that's kind of like how it started in terms of me really just being interested in the arts. And then I moved on to go to University of the Arts to get my BFA in acting. And I worked in Philly a little bit doing some theater and working at a lot of reputable theaters like the Wilma, Philadelphia Theater Company, and People's Light and Company. And I still had this itch, you know, to want to do more TV and film. And so I started to, you know, break into that and realize that I wanted additional training. So I applied to Yale. Yale University and got into the drama school. And so I spent 3 years studying there, getting my master's. And then upon graduating from there, I really kind of entered the world. And then I actually started writing music after I graduated from Yale. So I came out of school 2012 and I immediately booked a show at the Public. I was doing Richard III by William Shakespeare. And I love verse and prose and have always been a huge Shakespeare fan. And so I just had a lot of time on my hands, you know, while I was doing the show with the Public. And basically, I started playing around with writing my own verse. And so I would buy instrumental just beats, industry beats of hip-hop songs that I really liked. And I wasn't crazy about what those particular lyricists were saying on those songs. And so I decided to create the kind of material that I don't really hear on the radio. And so that's really where it started from. And so here we are, almost 3.5 years later, I'll be dropping my first EP in a few weeks called For Hire, F-O-R-H-I-G-H-E-R. And it features myself and another young lady named Erica Hicks, who did the majority of the singing on the on all the tracks. But yeah, I'm completely independent and just, you know, making a name for myself. And so I try to incorporate both the acting and the music in everything that I do. And one really, you know, they support the other. So it's a really lovely marriage to have, theatrical and lyrical.
Having listened to some of your songs online, I cannot believe you just started writing lyrics a few years ago. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say. Thank you. I'm surprised myself. But I think, again, with a lot of the training that I've had thus far, it's balancing out my skill set in a really lovely way. And what I mean by that is it's hard to be a really good MC without me being a really good actor, because it affords me the opportunity to make sure that I'm really telling a story, you know, within the lyrics, using metaphors, using alliteration, making sure I'm enunciating and I'm just really clear, and I'm able to color the text the way that I would like to. And because they're my words, I can say whatever, do whatever, play however. It just gives me the opportunity to just be as flexible and as versatile in my writing as possible.
When you say you weren't hearing messages and lyrics that you liked or agreed with, you mean the content, the message of the songs was something
definitely,
that not
you know,
for you?
Yeah, as a young, you know, African-American female living in this society, there's so many things that we come up against. Right now, you know, there's different, you know, issues and concerns surrounding, you know, Black Lives Matter, music that a lot of times it's music we hear on the radio. And I'm talking about, you know, like your pop stations, your hip-hop stations, where some of the music can be very degrading as it pertains to women, which is disheartening for me because we have contributed so much, you know, to the industry, music and beyond. And so for women to still be disrespected, it's hurtful. And so I wanted to talk about themes that weren't drug related, that weren't about, you know, degrading women, that weren't about living your life in the club, you know, but to really offer a balance, because I understand that these things, you know, exist and that, you know, we're not all just living in this happy, you know, oasis of a world. And I get that. And we all have different challenges. And but what I'm trying to create is a different lane. And so within this lane, I'm able to step outside of those types of themes and messages and create a different kind of a comfort zone. And so I'm hoping to offer this to people in hopes that they'll see, wow, their hip hop music is really cool. And there are different ways that it can be portrayed. It doesn't always have to be the same thing. And in fact, it didn't start out being, you know, this type of like just negative energy that sometimes it can give off.
You serve as the rap consultant for Viet Gone, which is running at MTC right now.
Yeah.
How did you get that job? You mentioned before, earlier in this interview, that all of the training and the acting and the rap, they're not separate from each other, and now you serve as rap consultant on a play. So it seems kind of perfect. How did it happen?
Yeah, well, first off, my relationship began with MTC about 2 years ago. They were doing The Commons of Pensacola, and I was an understudy on that show, and it featured Sarah Jessica Parker and Blythe Danner and Elijah's son, a lot of really great talent. And so I understudied Elijah. And that's how my relationship with MTC began. And I auditioned for Lynn Meadow, who, you know, is artistic director and director of the show. I was told that I was recommended from another individual who, I guess, you know, has heard my music and has, you know, just seen me flourish, so on and so forth over the last couple of years. And so I believe when Maya Drolis, who's the director of Viet Gone, when they were looking for someone to help or assist the artists that are rapping in the show, you know, they wanted somebody who I think could make sure that they could do it within this theatrical format, you know. So it's not a concert, but you're on stage as a full-on audience, and you're doing a scene, and then you go into song. And so they reached out to me. They basically offered it to me, but had expressed, you know, some concerns, them wanting me to meet with the director and kind of see what her vision was and learning how she works, so on and so forth. And I accepted it 100%. I thought that it would be a really fantastic opportunity and another great way to mix the two, combining the two, the acting and the music. It just happened. I mean, it's so great. The show is really, really wonderful. The music is really cool, too. And so it's an opportunity for me to impress upon other individuals how you can communicate the truth of the text through this music so that you're not just rapping. You're not just rapping these words and, you know, you're trying to have a cool way of saying it, but that this is a way of expression, the same way that it is with Shakespeare. And, you know, you have a character that goes into a soliloquy and they're speaking for a long length of time and they're only the only one speaking. Well, they have so much they have to get out, and this is their opportunity to do so. And Viet Gone is very much like that. You know, you have these artists that these characters that are in this play, and they have so much emotion and they need to express it. And this is the form in which they drop into to do that. So yeah, it just sort of made sense. And I've been having a ball working with the actors. They're really great.
I think it's fair and maybe even a little too obvious to say that hip-hop is having a moment, rather a large moment, in theater, particularly in New York City currently.
Definitely, definitely.
Do you think that could only grow, that can only move forward, that theater and hip-hop have finally found their way together?
Yeah, not at all. Yeah, I mean, I think that this is an opportunity for both mediums to grow, you know, definitely collectively. And Hamilton was just huge. What Lin-Manuel did with that show, to be able to tell history the way that he would like to tell it, it's just fantastic. And again, you know, here you have these historic, you know, he's talking about historical information, but how do you get it across to young people, or just people in general, in a fun, innovative way where you're going to want to sit in your seat and you want to follow along with the lyrics? I mean, after seeing Hamilton, I wanted to learn more about Alexander Hamilton. I wanted to learn more about the history of America. And again, you know, I've gone to really good schools and everything, but honestly, you know, it can be really boring sometimes, you know, learning about, you know, history, but you don't want it to be, you want it to be exciting, because a lot of really exciting things, you know, happened. And some things that were not so exciting, you know, so I think that this is a really great time for this merge between hip hop and the theater. And I think Viagon is just another way to celebrate that relationship that's forming. And I think, yes, it provides an opportunity so that other artists can see this and say, wow, you know, how can I be, you know, expressive in my work? And maybe it's not rap, you know, maybe it's a different style or a different way, but it's giving voice in a really interesting way. And it's allowing audiences to come together and enjoy a particular type of art form that they might not necessarily get together and enjoy. You know, I don't know that a lot of the audiences that are at, you know, that are attending Viagon, I would see them at a Jay-Z concert, you know. However, with this particular type of medium, you can really appreciate, you know, either art form, and then collectively, because of how they are so generously married. I mean, it's really beautiful. And it's just really new. And I think that's what's so exciting is because, we, you know, hip hop has been around for a while now, but it's still one of the newest forms of music. And so it's really exciting. And there's so many different types of ways to say different things and, you know, using slang or colloquial terms and changing it up, and the way that you're able to still educate and inspire. And you can do it with history. You can do it, you know, with just current, you know, events. And so Hamilton touches on the historic aspect a bit more, Viagon as well, you know, because obviously they're taking from Vietnam, but it's a love story. And so it's a different way to talk about that particular type of history, you know? Yeah. I mean, I think this is just going to provide more opportunities for sure.
Miriam, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you very much.
Miriam Hyman is the rap consultant for Viet Gone, which is running at the Manhattan Theater Club through November 27th. The play was produced in association with South Coast Repertory. For more information, visit ManhattanTheaterClub.com. Miriam Hyman's MC alter ego Robin Hood will release an EP soon. Like beans, I'm getting large. Sequel streets, I'm fully charged. Got a lot of my sleep. Beyond spitting and rolling trees. First, I was West Philly bred, so instead, I plant seeds. Natural born hustler, roots deep, peep the leaves. I need that lifeline, sis, so I'm breathing and just believing. Cause I'm miseducated. My people hate it now. Half of them faded and feeling underrated. Stolen and took home, gentrificated. Slave ships to MVP list, still getting traded. Jeans dipping low, all emasculated. Know that makes you feel tougher, but trust. They lied to you, brother. Neighborhoods abandoned and stranded. Crooks got you shook. Dealing cards all underhanded. Now, who really wants to get back? Wall Street, rap dealers, they all hacking blacks. Lives matter, face facts. Kayette, they had to rob me. Links to her websites are posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.